Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help, too, by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
May 22nd, 2003. Write this down. The day that...
Royal weekend's this weekend.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, you just can't believe it's a long weekend.
I'm getting into that in a second. It actually ties in with this story about Kim Kardashian. May 22nd, 2023. Romero not only is agreeing with Kim Kardashian, but I actually feel bad for her. She did a podcast with my boy Jay Shetty, and she was talking about how hard it is to be a mother. She's a mother of four. She said that, you know, everyone says the days are long, the years are short, and that couldn't be a more true statement. That legit is like the most thing that it makes the least amount of sense, but it makes the most amount of sense when you're stuck in the forest and you don't see anything else. She said that she literally, there are nights that she cries herself to sleep because of how hard it is. She got four kids, man. She got four kids. And people are getting on her because they're like, hey, listen, come on. Kim, let's be honest. How much of a mother are you being? Ooh. You know, like, if you are taking care of your kids, real single mothers, even parents who are together who have multiple kids, they have to deal with the kids and life. Like, you, if you do decide to deal with the kids, you still have people that will, like, cook your meals, do your laundry, things of that nature, yep. You know?
That's kind of what the side I'm on.
Really?
Really?
Absolutely. Like, I don't have kids, and I understand, like, you know, people, well, if you don't have kids, you can't comment. But what I can say is...
You can comment. Go ahead.
I can sympathize with people. Like, I'm not... And you know, I actually like Kim Kardashian. I do. I'm one of the many few that do. But I'm sorry. Someone like her cannot have the same, like...
It's not the same experience.
And gripes like she has nannies, multiple nannies, multiple trainers, multiple chefs, people doing all these things for her and her kids. So you can't compare her experiences with a mother who doesn't have any of.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? I'm in a fog because I have bad allergies, but like, you know what I'm trying to say?
No, I feel
it's
you.
It's just incomparable. You can't compare.
I feel you. However, she went, whatever her level of dealing with the kids is still probably, in her head, it's the same as like a single mother who has to do it all. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Listen, they'll break you. They'll break that. I don't cry at the end of the day.
Yep.
Like tears on the outside. That's it. I don't cry tears on the outside. Whatever's going on inside is the equivalent. There are times that I'm like, all right, you know what? They're washed. They're fed. The night's over. we'll try again tomorrow.
I'm with you, Romero. I don't cry at the end of the night. But at the end of the night and first thing in the morning, I just sit on the edge of the bed looking at the floor and just trying to figure out everything. And like, how am I going to make it today and get the job done? You know what? at first, I was really on the side of like Melissa and where a lot of people are saying, listen, she has all this help, assistance. It's not the same. But then I heard her talk about it. And she said one of the things that bothers her and makes her feel like a bad parent is the lack of time she spends with her kids. And I'm like, oh, shoot.
Wow.
To be honest, now,
that's mature.
It is. I'm not Kim K. I'm nowhere close to that. But that's something I deal with, too.
Oh, big time.
I'm like, man, I put in so much work and effort and other things that sometimes, like especially recently, I've paused and said, wait a minute. What about the balance? Like this time, yeah, I should be spending with my kids, and I'm out here chasing these dreams and financial goals and things of that nature, but they're suffering. Yeah. So I felt for her in that way. I really did.
No, I agree with that, man. I mean, listen, I got five kids and I'm always like, you know, with the older ones, it's more like checking in and yep, stuff like that, because they're kind of doing their own thing. But still, I'm like, I'm always like, am I giving enough to each of them and stuff? And then at the same time, you got to kind of like have some time for yourself. That's why this weekend, my wife and I are going to Bermuda, literally just her and me.
Oh, wow.
And I was arguing with my daughter last night about it.
Right?
My God. I was arguing. My daughter was like, wait, you're not bringing us? I said, no.
Nope.
Yeah. And she said, what do you mean? I said,
we're over you.
I said, what do you mean? What I mean? I'm taking your mother is your mother, but your mother is my lady, my wife. I go, hey, I didn't pick you for a kid. You didn't pick me for a dad. I literally had this talk. She's five. I said, you don't pick your parents. You don't pick your kids. You don't pick your brother and sister, any of that. You inherit all that. The only thing you pick in this world is your partner. So you got to treat him right. I said, I'm going to treat. You know what else I say to my son sometimes when he's like disrespectful to Nicole? I'll say, hey. Be careful, because she might be your mother, but you're talking to my wife that way.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Was Lucy disappointed? Did she give you the puss in boots eyes? Or?
Of course she did.
Real quick, but then I told her she was going to be hanging with her grandparents, and she can walk all over all four of her grandparents. So that's a vacation for her. She's like, word, so I'm going to be sitting back eating grapes? It's crazy. But yeah, I can't believe it.
Good for her.
Listen,
mark this down, Kim Kardashian. Yeah, I feel you.
I have no doubt in my mind that she has these thoughts as a parent.
Yeah.
And I do feel for her in some regard. I feel like the people that are kind of getting on her, I understand. Mm. Just because not that she has it easy. I'm sure she doesn't, because raising four kids, I'm sure, is very difficult, no matter who you are and how much money you have. But let's be honest. You just can't you can't sit here and compare her struggles to the struggle of your everyday average.
I think when you're talking about like financial struggles and things like that, it's definitely not the same, and help. But I think on a base level, being a parent, you have the same worries. You have the same, you know, you're just concerned like, am I breaking my children? Do they know how much I love them? Do they, you know what I mean? I think all parents have that.
You're right. But the worries of someone like her with her kids are nowhere near the worries of someone. I mean, I can only guess. I clearly don't have statistics to back it up.
Her struggle is mostly like reminding her kids that she's the mom.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa, and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.